It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Kind of shoe shine, dude. You know what episode it is? I'll tell you exactly what episode.
Yeah.
This episode. Wait. Yeah, kind of started at the wrong place, but yeah, it's that episode. 156. That's all I have for today. Okay. See you guys later. Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Yeah.
Friggin' Mew. Great band.
Yeah, they're awesome.
156. Yeah. Oh, also the other thing I have is ho ho ho.
Yeah. Every commercial.
Yeah. So fucking stupid.
I haven't actually been watching TV kind of, and I haven't noticed as many bullshit commercials, Christmas commercials as usual. I don't know. Mm. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Maybe yeah, I've been watching Trump something or something. Else. Just, yeah.
I also haven't noticed any publishing book commercials. I don't think
well,
real.
You don't watch the Sharks. I still saw my, just last night, I saw the three in a row. It's the same three every time.
That is so weird.
We publish your book and then get it. God, that guy's voice is so great. Oh man. Yeah, I have a commercial that's, I think I've already mentioned it, but it's, there's not much to it other than it's just the most annoying thing in the world to me. But you know what? I gotta say one more thing about Star Wars that I just realized. Oh. Don't worry. No spoilers. No spoilers. This is just a meta Star Wars thing. I watched the other night, just for no fucking reason, just cause I don't know. Andrew said it was a good movie or something. So I watched. Did you ever watch Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched the first one. And was like, all right, that's fine. Yeah. And then there's a second one. And we were just the other night. I was just like, just watch the second one. Maybe it'll be entertaining. You know? And like, it's God, it sucks. It's just like, I can't do it. I don't get it with you people. Like, how do you watch that? It's like
it's nothing.
Infinite space bullshit. Like anything can happen. No rules. Who cares? It's infinite space bullshit. Like I can't watch something where there's no rules. It's just one guy has an arrow that he flies and it just kills everybody. Like it's not. Yeah, I don't get what would ever stop him. He just kills everybody with an arrow that goes like he controls an arrow and it just kills every like at one point in the movie, he kills like 100 people with it. Just like, I don't understand. Why is...
How, that sounds pretty good.
What is that? How is he doing that? How does any of that work? How does your movie work? I don't get it.
I fell asleep at the end of the first one and never saw what the end
sucked. I thought it started strong and then it just got all like weird. There's too much aliens is the thing. But
yeah, I don't know.
And then this one, like, it was okay. There were parts that were good. The beginning sucked, and then it started getting a little better. I was like, okay. And then at the end was, like, this super overly sentimental crap. God, it was so over the top. And, like, here's what I want to say. I don't understand why, because everybody is taking a shit on Star Wars, you know, like, for the most part. Or a lot of people are. And it's really annoying, because you're seeing things like, you know, oh, the character arc of this guy is not exact, whatever. And then no one does that shit with Guardians of the fucking Galaxy. You could do all that same shit times 1,000 with these boring space nothings. But then, like, Star Wars comes along and people are, like, criticizing every single character arc. Like, it's, I guess I don't get it. I'm just curious if someone can tell me why that is. Is it higher expectations? Is it, but like, if we look at the, hold on, I'm gonna look at the Rotten Tomatoes scores actually.
I'll look at my Rotten Tomatoes really quick.
Yeah, these space bullshits get a lot, get good ratings. So it's not like, you know, it's not like the Guardians of the Galaxy is like a 30% movie. So who cares? You know, we're not going to bother, you know, criticizing that. I'm pretty sure the first one, let's see. Pretty sure the first one was like really highly rated. Yeah, 91%, same as Star Wars. Guardians of the Galaxy 1, same as the new Star Wars.
Yeah, it's I know what it is, I think. It's just that it's just like a blockbuster. It's just a fun ride. This is a fun.
Whereas Star Wars is like a Tolstoy.
Yeah.
Very serious. That's all that. That's what Star Wars is.
Yeah, it's true. I don't get why they would treat
it. Dude, the second one, 83%. Like, it's barely even worse on Rotten Tomatoes. And yet no one you don't see these same fucking, you know, paragraphs long think pieces on how the character, like the raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy, wasn't quite like his character wasn't quite all there, you know.
No, he's just zany. Yeah. All the characters are zany, and so it doesn't matter.
So I just, that's what I like. I think, you know, pick one is what I'm saying. Like, if you want to criticize everything to that degree, I think here's what I think the truth is. There's a bunch of people who are really mad that Star Wars had women and Asians and Black people in it, and so they like want to find ways to be mad at it, and like sometimes they'll endorse these criticisms of it that are really, it's like, it's a space movie, so I don't know what you're doing. That's what I think, at least a part of it. But when it's Guardians of the Galaxy, they don't care, so they're like, oh yeah, it's just a good space movie.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe some people, but that's not why I didn't like it.
No, I know that's not why you didn't like it, but like, there's a whole, if you look at the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes of Star Wars, and you didn't hear about this, the audience score is 52%.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's because of a bunch of people who are mad at women and stuff.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the alt-right, like, tried to, like, crash the page. It doesn't just rate it zero. Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking morons.
They're
anyway.
Everywhere. They're even in our Star Wars now.
How would you compare Star Wars The Last Jedi to, say, Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, where would you?
I never saw it. Well, I didn't see the second one, so.
No, just the first one.
Oh, yeah, it's better than that. 100,000 times better than that.
That's all I'm trying to say. Like, one or the other, you know? Like, I would be comfortable if people were writing these, you know, massive in-depth character analyses on Star Wars and rating it like, you know, 80% or something, if then Guardians of the Galaxy is rated 27%. And people are like, oh yeah, it's a fun romp, but it's not, you know, it's not that deep of a movie.
I wonder if it would matter, like if Guardians of the Galaxy had the original trilogy or something, and
all the
characters were a certain way, and then they changed, you know, tried to add. It's just tough. You can't. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. People just treasure
keep making
the first
Star
ones.
Wars, like
right.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's true.
But also, it's just that with the comic book movies, anything goes. There doesn't even. Yeah, it's just fun. So if there was a lot of
Star Wars, should have been a comic book, and then it would be fine.
Yeah.
Or it probably is by now. I don't know. There's probably
They've made all the story. Like the.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I forgot about Star Wars. I was going to take my daughter to see it, but that's the thing. It's instantly just like, whatever. I used to think about it for a while or like, you know, I don't know. I just don't care. I instantly forgot about it.
I love Adam Driver, though. I really like him. And there's I keep seeing people sharing like a TED talk he did, and I'm like, no, I'm never fucking watching that 1,000 years.
Yeah.
He is, the reason I love him so much is Darth Maul or whatever he is he,
Darth Maul.
I can't remember anything. Just whatever the bad guy is. He is so weird. Like, I don't want him to be a human, like a normal human. I don't want to hear, oh, he did a talk about something. No, he's a weird guy that I don't even want to see him. I've seen him in a couple other movies and I want to forget about it. Like, he's so unique. Like, I want him to just be Darth Maul. What is it?
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren. Yeah.
Ray Park played Darth Maul. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that? Yeah.
Scottish actor, martial artist, best known for playing Darth Maul in Star Wars Episode One. Snake Eyes of G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, The Rise of Cobra.
Yeah, your favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know what you have, but I guess I can finally stop talking about Star Wars.
No, but, I don't have anything. Yeah. Mostly Star Wars stuff.
Well, so we went to BevMo the other day, which is for anyone not familiar or not in the, I know it's often a regional thing, but it's a liquor store that has everything. Some states don't get to have those, which is really unfortunate, but just has every fucking thing. Or is it? No, wait. Is some states don't get to have, like, you can't sell wine in a Safeway or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's nonsense. But
can't give up with all those damn states.
Yeah. But so BevMo, a couple of things happened in BevMo. One, there was a fucking Coldplay song playing over the thing. And it was just the most pointless song. Like it was so fucking pointless. It was just like, like it's just him doing his voice and then nothing melody and nobody cares. Like it couldn't be. And I tweeted, I was like, there's, if you think life is pointless, imagine being a Coldplay song in the last like 12 years. Like they're all nothing now.
And yeah, that's weird.
And I want to emphasize, I fucking love Coldplay's first album. I didn't like the second one as much. You liked the second one, but it was pretty good. But the first one is amazing. And now it's just the same nothing fucking songs that are, well, maybe I could try to, what's their latest thing? Here, let's see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other bands that have fallen so far.
Oh, no, it wasn't this one. Ugh, I hate this.
God. Stop.
I can't do that.
Alexa, stop.
It's so funny to me because that happens all the time. It's like,
yeah.
Accidentally play so horrible.
You mostly just yell at Alexa for the things really she's doing wrong all the
and
time.
And then I have it up too loud so she can't hear us. So I'm just like, stop!
As loud as I can. Today, sorry to interrupt, but today,
no, that's fine.
Nolan was saying, I was like, it's Christmas Eve. And he goes, no, it's not. It's not Christmas Eve. And I was like, yes, it is. Ask Alexa. And he goes, he asked her how many days until Christmas Eve. Because they keep asking Alexa, like, how many days to Christmas, you know, like every day. So he's like, how many days till Christmas Eve? And Alexa goes, 365 days until Christmas Eve. And he goes, see, I told you. And I'm like, fucking Alexa, can't even do anything. Worthless.
Yeah. Can't even say like, why it's today, champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And I said, ask her if today is Christmas Eve. And he asked and she says, yes, today is Christmas Eve. I'm like, but so you know that, but you think it's 300, whatever.
Yeah, why 365? Why not 730, whatever?
Yeah. How is that even... Wouldn't that be basic programming to say, like, look at the calendar and then, you know, if today is the day or, like, it would just look past today
like
for how many
kinda, yeah, they dropped the ball on that one.
God.
Seems
anyway.
Pretty easy.
Alexa, you're useless.
Yeah, I yell at Alexa a lot. God, what the fuck was that? I couldn't tell you what the song was, but it was just nothing.
Yeah, you don't even have to say. Yeah. Everybody knows it's terrible. Let's see. Nothing.
That is
at the same time, it must be nice to just be like, I don't have to even try.
Yeah. You just write nothing lyrics. They're like, oh, and then you just hit like a couple chords. Something.
His voice.
And then that's it. It's just, that's the song. There's nothing.
The only band I can think of, they weren't as good, I don't think, as Coldplay was when they were good, but Green Day is the one that's like
I
always think of like that.
Yeah.
They used to kind of, even exactly the thing is, though, Green Day was always fake. Even from the start, they were fake, but they just like, they can just mail it in forever now.
Yeah.
Actually, have they done anything in the last 5 years? Maybe they finally died. I haven't heard any shitty Green Day songs for a while.
Let's see what shitty Green Day songs there still are.
God.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
That's a good Green Day song. Yeah. I listened to that whole album a couple weeks ago.
Revolution Radio 2016.
2008?
2016.
Oh, 16, yeah. Here's, what's their hit?
I don't know.
It's Time of Your Life again.
Yeah. Play a song.
What
the fuck is this?
Spite of my rage, I see.
still just around in a cage. Wow, it is. It's also every song. When I was a gotta find a way, find a way, find a way.
Yeah. They're all the same song.
Meanwhile, Radiohead, good band. Still doing it.
Oh, really?
I know you disagree, but they're still making.
No, I like Radiohead. I just haven't really been able to. Yeah. I don't know. No
idea. But like their new album is like they actually tried. You know, it's not the same thing every time.
Man, it'd be fun to like get into a new Radiohead album.
Dude, I loved Moonshaped Pool. It was great. I liked it a lot. Let's see. Let's see.
Are you doing that? Oh,
yeah. Try to see if there's a good one I can. This one I liked a lot. It's really, this one's kind of like the feel, the overall feel of the song, though, so you have to kind of get into it. But they're just so good at production that, like, yeah, I don't have the time to take to let that one develop. But they're so good at production that just every song sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Like, they come up with a really good sound for, like, the beat and the, like, they just put a lot of effort into every song, like, to sound. They're not all like the most amazing, but I think at least they're trying. Like, they're being creative still, you know? Like, it's not just fucking, here's a few chords. Like, that's every Coldplay. But anyway,
yeah.
The funnier thing that happened at BevMo was, so we've been going to BevMo like after trivia on Tuesdays at times, which is late. So we're going to an alcohol superstore with our baby at like 9:30. And the first week we just went on a lark, like, this is not going to be open. But she's like, yeah, maybe holiday hours. And Lydia was right. It's holiday hours. And so we're in this BevMo buying, a bunch of beer and awesome stuff. And it's super late. And the checkout, we go to checkout this time. And there's this kind of overweight guy, a little bit overweight, who is helping us. And he's being too nice, like just way too much customer service. Here's what it felt like to me. Because he's, I can't remember exactly what he said, but, there's, like, the tone of it was, and he wouldn't stop saying stuff, like, trying to make little jokes and stuff and all this. And it just felt so much like an X-Files where, like, we're going to leave the store and he's, see you then, and then, like, after we leave, the second the door closes, like, his skin changes and he's some sort of lizard alien that eats people or something. You know, it was like that. It's too much. He was too nice. And it's like, I don't want that much. I'm uncomfortable with that level of, because what is, he's a fucking guy working at BevMo at 9:30 on a Tuesday. I'm okay with like, okay. Yeah. Thank you guys. See you. Like a moderate amount.
Just low key. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good if you're not angry and mean. Like, it's good if you're like, oh, no, thanks guys. Have a good one. But this, like, too much, what am I going to do? I'm not tipping you. Like, I'm not, I'm kind of come back to BevMo regardless of this experience. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? There's nothing, what is it? It's like fucking capitalism. You're not earning any more money for this. I'm not paying you more, it's too much. Just, I don't want you to be required to do that is what I'm saying. Like, don't put yourself out.
I had that same thing happen to me a couple of weeks ago, and I meant to write it down for the thing, for the show, and I know what it is for me, and maybe this is what it is for you too, but whenever, because that happened at like a Taco Bell or something, it's the only place I go, they were like over the top, like that, everything, and I felt like when they do that, well, I mean, this might be different, but he was probably, like a teenage kid or whatever, and I was like, this is like you're doing this to try to, like a joke on me or something, what I mean? Like, it's like, they're doing it like, I want to see how annoying I can be and it'll be funny. And then you're like, just don't fucking do your joke on me. Like, it's annoying. That's what it was like for me. I couldn't.
Yeah, it's like it's either that or they're a fucking shape-shifting alien who actually kills people. Like, they're overcompensating for something. Like, it just feels weird.
That.
Yeah. No, well, you should next time, No, it was like, because we had the baby, and he's, oh, she's, what's, this is for her. She's getting, you know, just all this stuff that's like, it was all fine, you know, like, it was moderately funny. It was, I was nice. I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going along with it. But it's like, I don't need, like, who is this for? What is this going to do? Are we going to be friends? Are we going to be, you know, like, are you trying to, you know, like, what is this? I, what do you want from me is what I think that's what it, for me, it's like, what do you want? Something, you must need something. But I can't give him. I'm not. What if I slip him a 20 or something? I don't know what I'm. What am I gonna do? I don't get it. It shouldn't be doing. You work at BevMo 9:30 at night on Tuesday. You should be miserable. You should or just like, oh, this is my fucking job. I'll do whatever. You know,
I don't believe that anyone's just nice like that.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
some
that.
Some sort of thing. Either, yeah, like you said, alien or.
Or like maybe their boss was. Yeah, that's funny. I just thought of that too. Like maybe the supervisor's like right there. Or something, or maybe he was the boss and he like came and like showed, because there's another girl there that is normally the one that helps us, so maybe he was like, here, let me show you how to way overcompensate and be way too nice for and make people uncomfortable or something. I don't know, I just didn't need it. I felt like I'm mad at BevMo or something. Like, you don't need to require this of your workers, you know, like unless I find out he's making, you know, $30 an hour. And then it'd be like, oh, okay, sure. He's making it. You know what I mean? Then it would be fine. It's like, okay, you know, he's making a shit ton of money. He needs to, you know, do well for the, but I feel like he's probably making a few bucks an hour. You know, just, I don't like it. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, not necessary. No. I know. It just makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me guilt. I feel guilty. Like I'm not utilizing your customer service. you're wasting your product on me. Anyway. It was weird.
You don't go to Total Wine? I like.
Well,
Total
see,
Wine
that's what our friends said. They're like, we're going to Total Wine. We never go to BevMo. Yeah. And I'd agree, except the nearest Total Wine is like where you are. It's fucking 1,000 miles away. I'm not doing that.
It's weird, though. They're the same. I can't really put my finger on it. They're the same thing, basically, but I don't. BevMo feels like Walmart compared to Target or something. Like, it's the same type of thing. It's just, like, lower tier for no reason.
So you're saying Total Wine is slightly less shitty and, like, slightly less, what's the word, exploitative or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would go. Our friend said that, like, because we tried to find some bitters. Or not bitter. Yeah, no, not bitter. Like, sorry. We tried to find some sours is what I meant to say. Like sour, you know, sour beers or whatever. And BevMo doesn't have any. And he said like Total Wine has a wide selection of them. So I believe it. I just, isn't one near. But hold on. At Total Wine, are they like marginally cordial to you? Because that's what I'm in for. Marginally cordial is what I want.
Yeah, they were just normal. I haven't had any.
Seriously, if somebody, if I was in a focus group, for like, and I know I'm just a fucking weirdo, which
you'll never be
am.
In a focus group.
Yeah, when are we going to be in a goddamn focus group? Someone get us in a fucking focus. I can focus. If we were in a focus group of like, okay, we're trying to create the optimal customer experience here at BevMo or anywhere, any place. You know, like, what do you want out of customer service? And I'd be like, I want not talking, as little a human interaction as possible. Like, no, I don't. I want to, you know, I want a nice hello. I want to, you know, thank you. Nice goodbye. Like, I want like two things. You know, I just want, you know, we're nice here. Like, this is a kind. I don't need a fucking new best friend. I don't need that. Who thinks that's a good idea? Am I crazy? I'm a weirdo. I must be a weirdo. Do normal people, like, just they befriend that guy and he's a friend for their lifetime and he like speaks at their funeral and like is to give a, he's just your friends for life. Is that normal people?
Yeah,
but
he
I'm
probably
just a weirdo.
Has like 900 Facebook friends and all, like, it's weird. I don't know how people do that.
It's weird.
It's too much. I mean, I can't even make one friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any friend update for us, by the way? How's that going?
Yeah. Well, the only friend update on that is that. My friend, he's my friend. I guess we hung out. Well, no, we haven't hung out since then. He came over to help me the other day with some work stuff, and he was wearing the most potent
ex-friend.
I don't know what it was. Yeah,
so that's over.
Cologne or something, and it burned my nose for 4 hours, and I had to tell him, like, can you please never wear it? It's impossible. You can't. I was just, for an hour when I was suffering and my nose was bleeding and everything, I was trying to think, like, how can I bring this up without sounding like a jerk? Yeah. But there's no way. I was like, what are you wearing? That's a pretty sensitive thing. You got a new cologne there? Where'd you get that? And he was like, oh, yeah, my kids got it for me. And so I was wearing it. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, it's like really strong. Could you? I don't know. Maybe I have to like come up. I was like, oh, maybe I had a hangover. I don't know if I drank too much or something, but it's like really, man, it's really strong. He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know that it bothered you. I was like, yeah, I don't know how you could know that. Like,
yeah,
just true. Can you never do it again?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to just be like, hey, sorry, there's something about me. I'm really sensitive to smells.
Yeah, that's what I do basically. Yeah, it just like, never.
Yeah,
it's never
there's no nice way to do it.
Yeah, even when you get the result of like, okay, I'll never wear it again, it's still.
And then the
feel
next
right.
day, you come in with like the strongest cologne ever.
Yeah, that's. I had to do the same thing. I hired a new employee, and I had to do the same thing because she was wearing some stuff, and I was like, "All right, well,
you're fine."
First rule is can't wear any. Don't. I'd rather you
should
have
just
GO
be at the top of the application for whatever.
For your, I hate stuff that nobody, like somebody else, doesn't have that you have. Which is, I have everything. Like any possible thing, I have it. Every day is just a constant, like, is it worth me saying that I'm annoying or being annoying to get this thing to not bother me? It is.
It's a balance.
The answer is it is every single time.
Well, I guess that's a silver line. Like, I guess the worst way to be would be it's constantly like you can't tell. You know, it's constantly 50-50 as to which is worse, bringing it up or suffering through it. I guess that would be worse.
Yeah, I just have to accept that I'll just be the guy that has to be annoying.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to lose a friend?
I know, that's the thing. There's no
friend that you apparently just, you can't get enough friends. You're.
That's what the thought that went through my mind, because he's so nice. Like, there's nothing he's ever done is, I couldn't even criticize anything like that he's done on purpose besides wearing the cologne or whatever. But I was thinking like, and then he invited me to go to have some beers at this place, but I was working and I had to drive all the way across town. I was like, I can't, like I would have gone. I kind of wanted to go. But I just couldn't do it or whatever. I just didn't have time. And so I didn't go. And then I was like thinking about how I nagged him about his cologne. And then I didn't show up to this thing. Invited him. I was like, I wonder if he'll just stop trying to be friends with me. And I was thinking like, what does that make me? Like, I can't, you know, he's trying to be friends with me and he's doing everything.
Well, it makes you an asshole. Definitely.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what if he just was like, never. I guess he doesn't like me or whatever. But it's not like I don't like him. But I'm, just thinking like, I guess I can't. People that even want to be friends with me end up being like, I guess you just, that's not worth it. It's too
probably.
Much work or something.
That's definitely what'll happen.
Oh, well. I don't know. It's not really bad or good. I just don't want to be I don't want to be a problem either way. I want to just exist to not be a problem for anybody, really.
Dude, tying back to the customer service, I think it's all related to me. Like, I can't have someone busting their ass trying to customer service me. Like, just, I don't want to be an issue. Just
the same with someone trying to be friends. Yeah, it's like, it would have been, what I don't want to happen is it'll be where I would think it'd be better off if he never even tried to be friends with me. Because now I've created like a thing where he's like, geez, why doesn't he want to, what's wrong with me? You know, like the guy, like, well, he must not like me. Am I annoying? It's like, no, you're fine. Just don't, I don't know. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Was that me or you? That was your thing.
What?
Or I forget who started that. Are you doing it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a good, well, it's not really good, but I have one. Okay. Well, I have two actually. One is that, did you get your Spotify year-end summary thing?
Oh, no, but last year I did. Hmm. And I didn't look at mine this year, but that was really fun. It was like, here, listen to all the songs you listened to. And I was like, oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, I didn't get the email either. I guess you get my friend got an email about it.
Nice.
And she was like, what was yours? And we were like comparing. And hers was, she has just like a, wide variety of things she likes to listen to. And so it had like a summary and it was like, you've listened to 9 million artists and like 200 billion songs, you know? And she was saying like, you listen to music a lot. So like, what is yours? And mine was like 6 songs and like 4 artists. But what I was laughing at is that, and it's more of a result of I just don't listen to very many different things anymore. I don't listen to like 2 bands. But number one for the year was obviously the new Fleet Foxes, because that's all there was.
Better be.
And then but number two was Sublime. I was just laughing at like
wow.
First off, I was laughing at how Sublime is one of those bands like or maybe the band, like I don't know what to compare it with, but it's like if you could find totally reasonable people that you're like, oh yeah, I really like Sublime, and they'd be like, Sublime, what? How could you listen to that?
Yeah.
Like, it's so drug, like, whatever, you know, the guy died of an overdose and all that. Just like druggy, hippie, not even hippie. What is it? That's what the question I had was like, what is Sublime even? Why is it good?
You had to be there, I think, is Sublime.
Yeah.
The whole band is you had to be there, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, awesome melodies, awesome guitar playing. It's good. There's good stuff about the music. Great voice.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm not embarrassed by it at all. I love it.
Yeah.
But I
know what it is. It's
the
kind of thing you like where you're like, I would never recommend. Like, I would never be like, oh, get into Sublime or something.
It's impossible.
It's like, yeah, I accept that I like this and I don't care if anybody else does.
It's so good, though. I got it that I remember it because it was, I think it was probably earlier in the year of 2017, but I just started listening to those four or five songs on
Cats,
40 Ounces to Freedom or whatever 100 times in a row. But that's the main thing I was laughing at is it wasn't so much that I bet like the difference between Fleet Foxes and Sublime was like 9 million hours of listening just between the two. But after that, after Fleet Foxes, it was like Sublime was the second most thing. And I listened to it for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just don't listen to anything. I don't know.
On your list, probably in your top 10 is like all the rest of them are artists that Alexa accidentally played when you tried to get something else to play.
Yeah. Or like I fell asleep and it kept playing like other stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but my list compared to my friends was a joke. It was like, she was like, oh, you don't really listen to that. And I was like, nah, I listen to Fleet Foxes every day, all day for a couple months.
So good.
As much as anybody listens to anything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But yeah. I guess for that short time, you listen to it as much as anybody listens to anything.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Once you're done, you kind of just...
Yeah, then I don't listen to it.
Yeah, I remember last year, a year ago in like January, I was driving somewhere and like I saw on Spotify, I didn't get an email, I don't think, but I saw on Spotify like, oh, here's your top songs for last year. And it was fun, but I don't see it. I'm looking. I don't see it in Spotify.
Yeah, you have to, if you Google it, it'll give you a URL that'll open up your Spotify and show you the whole thing. It's like I can't remember what the word is. It's something 17, something, something. Not like best of 17, but some phrase that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I got to do one that's Christmas related because this is Christmas, whatever. This is kind of a nothing, but we have a fucking baby and Lydia didn't do a lot of Christmas stuff. We got a tree. Well, okay. I don't know if my friends listen to this. I hope not. Mm-hmm. But we decided this year to go with them to a Christmas tree, like yard or something, like a ranch. This is about a 40-minute drive, maybe. And you cut down your own Christmas tree. I was like, well, that sounds fun. We'll do that. Well, we go there and they have no fucking Christmas trees. They have, I don't know. Like, one theory was this is the first year that the drought has affected the Christmas tree yield because, like, there's a 6-7 year delay or something because of how long it takes.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a theory, or maybe we went too late, so all the good ones were taken. But we have pretty high ceilings, so we like to get if there's one benefit of having high ceilings in addition to playing mini basketball, the other benefit would be get a big-ass Christmas tree because why not? Yeah. So we usually want to get, like, 7-8 footer, big fucker, like the big fuckers.
What do Christmas trees even cost? I have no idea.
I don't know either. But this lot was cut down anything you cut down. Like even if you just find some thistle or just anything you cut down. Like they give you a saw.
I wanted
a giant oak tree. It'd be funny if you just started like sawing it. But it was anything you cut down. It was like around $50. It was like $48 or something like that. So it pretty good price, actually, it seems like. But especially, I was trying to think of the economics of this fucking place. Like, it's just, it's all places where people have already cut down trees. So you just got a bunch of wasted land and then it's like you try to plant a tree and it's like, okay, cool. I'll make $48 in 7 years. Like, that's the business model. I'm going to do
some
work.
Start
here.
It, yeah.
Yeah. 7 years from now, I'll have a cool $48. And I don't know how it works, but I guess if there's enough volume or if they don't really care, maybe it's one of those, we always speculate, is it a business where they just don't give a shit? Like they own the land outright maybe. So they're just like, fuck it. Who cares? We'll just grow Christmas trees. Or is it that there are so many I guess it's not that big, but are there enough to where it justifies it? I don't know. But
I always got the feeling that people that owned those own like a million other things. Like they have farms and 700 of those Christmas tree lots. Like, and there's like one guy that owns all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Chris Kringle. Chris Kringle. I don't think it's a guy that's just like, oh, I'm going to start up a Christmas tree business.
Yeah.
I think that's an old, you know, the old boys club thing. Like people from like the 1800s that settled here. They own all the Christmas tree stuff and all forever. Just passed down from family
to family. It's really fucking weird that we go cut down a tree and bring it into your house, though. It is the weirdest tradition. Yeah. And but they didn't have any tall ones. Like, no fucking tall ones. So we ended up with
a short
tree.
You didn't even get to drink a couple tall ones?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to have a Christmas tree lot, have a few tall boys, though. Have a few knock back.
Anything Christmas time, there should be tall ones within arm's reach.
And so we cut down
tall boys.
So I thought, okay, well, this will be an experiment this year. Because last year's tree was pretty fucking phenomenal. We went to some bullshit lot somewhere, but it was a fantastic tree. It was tall, majestic. The cats lived in it. They could climb it.
It was the cat's meow.
Yeah. And this year I was like, okay, well, since there's no good, the only good tall ones were kind of fucked up. Like they're kind of. And what do you do? So there goes your 7-year, $48 investment when the tree, like the top of it isn't right. You know, there's like a hole in it. It's just, you're out the $48 that you've been waiting 7 fucking years to make. But anyway, so I was like, well, we'll get a short one, but we'll make sure it was a good shape of a short one. We're like, well, a short tree, I don't want to get a weird shaped tall one. We'll just get a short one. So we got a shortest tree and we bring it home. Dude, no Christmas tree smell. Weird. None. You would think it would be the opposite. You would think the lot would be like some fake bullshit and then you cut down a tree. The only thing I could think of is it was hurricane force winds. Maybe it just fucking blew away all the smell.
Smell right out of there.
Yeah, blew the smell right out of that tree. Because it doesn't, so we had all the pain in the ass of driving out somewhere, cutting a tree down myself, strapping it on a car and feeling like it was going to blow off.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah. All of that pain in the ass, no Christmas tree smell and like a fucking 5-foot tree. No. And I don't blame my friends at all. I hope they aren't listening and think I'm mad or anything. It sounded like an awesome idea.
That's more the experience than that.
Yeah. It was a fun experience. And had the lot had a few tall ones knock back, it would have been fucking perfect. It would have been fun. I would totally enjoy it. But it sucked. Like the tree sucks. There's no smell at all. It's still alive, too. Like, I'm watering it. It's still drinking water. It's not that. It's not dead.
You're keeping it barely alive. It's punishment.
Yeah. I've got the IV going. But what was I going to say? So, Lydia hasn't done, you know, she's kind of slow on doing the stuff. And, I don't blame her. I don't do any fucking Christmas decorating because I can't. That's one thing. I try so hard to be to be better than our dad in every way that I can. But I can't quite decorate things. That's too far. I can't put lights up. Can't do it.
Yeah, I haven't done that one time with our kids. I'm horrible. I haven't done like the Christmas tree decorating.
So here's what that transitions perfectly into this, because she's like, I still haven't put lights up. I think it was like 3 days ago, 4 days ago. She's like, I didn't put lights up. I guess I'm not doing it. And I said, well, she's not going to remember this Christmas. Probably won't even remember next Christmas, but, we can start next Christmas. She'll be one in a little bit. We'll put up lights next year. And to which Lydia responded, it's kind of for me. And it's like, oh, yeah, normal people just do have things they like for them and they want to do it. And I don't have that. Like, nothing is fun. That's the weird thing about, I think, you and I is like, there's like one thing in our lives that's fun at all. And everything else we just kind of do because, society or people want us to do it. You know, that's how I feel anyway.
Yes.
So when she answered like, no, I wanted to have the lights up because for me, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that was an option. Like, because my whole thinking is I'm just doing this for the fucking kids. Like, I'm trying to be my whole life battle is be as normal as possible for the humans that you're raising, And it was just a funny realization that like, oh yeah, no, normal people some people get to just like do things they enjoy and then they enjoy it,
It's weird. That would be weird. That must
be a weird, that's a fun way to live. Isn't that right, though? Like, everything, if there's one thing that I think describes you and I better than anything, it's like we just have to go through the motions so often for everything. And I don't know why the fuck is that. Yeah, whatever.
That's just, yeah, probably just our example. There's, didn't see our family, our parents really enjoying anything. So,
yeah,
maybe
but,
mom,
well, but our mom, yeah, like that was, that's, and see, that's the great contradiction in all this is. My favorite memories are mom putting up lights, putting up, you know, she decorated the tree. She put them on the windows. That was fucking awesome. I love that. But somehow I can't, like, I don't know. It doesn't, I can't do it. If I do it, then maybe I, you know what? Maybe I just need to try. Next year, I'm going to fucking, let's see if I can put up some lights and maybe I'll get some weird enjoyment out of it for 5 seconds or something. I don't know.
I legitimately enjoy, I mean, I don't remember, it's been a long time, but last time there was a Christmas that I got to be a part of, they, I like sitting and watching all the kids open presents.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's super fun.
Yeah, that's fun. That's
true. Like, completely selfless, like, I don't, there's no...
Yeah, no, that's, I do enjoy that. I'm glad that, because I don't think our dad gave a shit about that.
No.
That's one way that we're doing better than dad, is I love to watch, because we get, you know... Since there's so many kids in our extended family now, it's like Lydia has to buy 72,000 presents and she nails it and does a great job. And then we get to watch these kids. Dude, every time we drive up to Christmas, you know, for the cousins and the nephews and all that, we drive up with a car full of like Christmas presents that would have been a mighty like haul for our childhood, like our whole Christmas. We drive up in a car that's just a fucking Santa's sleigh of Christmas presents that would have been far better than any Christmas we ever had. And that's just our mini contribution to the to our family. So that's pretty cool. I'm enjoying that. That's good.
And
good
I like Christmas how the you know, our sister's kids, they don't get it. It's not like they're spoiled. So when they get their Christmas presents, it's probably amazing for them. Like it's not like my kids get stuff kind of all year or whatever. I mean, they still love Christmas, but I bet our sister's kids are like dying on Christmas. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They get like their whole year's worth of toys on there. But not because they can't afford it or whatever. I think they just do a good job of trying not to spoil
their
kids. I'm
going to try to do that.
Stuff. Oh, man. I thought of something I was going to... Oh, I just have this memory from being a kid that's like one of my... it's not one of my worst memories. There's not even close. But I remember... I don't know if I was 5, 6, 8, 10, something like that. But I got a... I do remember that I still thought, you know, believed in Santa, and I got a camera, like a, just a shitty camera or whatever. And like I ran back and dad was in the, you know, the bathroom of their room, like taking a dump for an hour. He was like not even doing Christmas. He was just gone. And so then I ran back and knocked on the door and I said, Dad, I got a camera for Christmas. Like the greatest thing. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, just like, no,
God.
Even humor me at all. Like, to try to act like it, like he didn't, you know, he, because if there was really Santa, he would be like, holy shit, Santa, awesome. You know, like he couldn't even do it. Couldn't even like pretend with me that, and I remember like walking back out of the room like, man, that was really disappointing. Like that was awesome that I got a fucking camera, like a camera.
I
when
wonder
you're a kid.
Why we can't enjoy anything in life.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Trying to be excited about stuff for your dad, like your role model, and then him not fucking giving you an inch of anything.
No. That memory, I think of it every Christmas or anytime anyone gets any gift that they're excited about. I always think of that. And I'm like, I don't want to, whatever that was, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Even if I'm really don't give a shit.
Oh, I can't. Don't get me wrong, anybody. I cannot fucking wait to be excited for my kids when they're excited for Christmas. I'm going
That's fun.
I'm going to fucking put on a Santa costume. Dude, I'll do it. I'll fucking put on a Santa costume. I'm giving my kids the joy of Christmas 100%. But I just, but right now, like Phoebe's not going to remember. She's just a baby. She's a tiny turd. She's not going to remember anything. So I was just like, oh yeah, just do it next year. You know, just so
they
funny.
They don't remember anything until they're like five or six.
Exactly.
They have like 3 or 4 or 5 years. Well, also, they don't even know what's going on until probably 2 years.
I know that, but I'm trying. Yeah. I'm you know, I'm compromising. I'm saying let's give it a few years before we give a shit. But it's still the thing about Phoebe now is that she still can smile like ridiculously amazingly. So it feels like she's enjoying stuff, which is great. Which she probably is, but it's just such a simple. She's not going to remember it. But who knows? Yeah. Maybe it has some sort of psychological, implications down the line, though. If she like enjoys stuff as a baby, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're right about a time, unless you had anything else.
Are we doing a Christmas boner?
Yeah, let's do a Christmas boner. Well, everyone's got their nice, hard Christmas boners ready, so. It was like the Onion. Was it you sent me that? It was like, unpatriotic man doesn't even keep full erection for the length of the national anthem. Yeah.
So good. I took a screenshot to send. I didn't send it, but I was going to send it to our family. That was like, no, it was today I saw it. It said, from the Onion, family knows better than to fall for mom's little bullshit speech about no presents this year. It's just like a picture of a mom.
Yeah. So now, my other favorite one, I think they do there's some they do every year, which is worth it because they're funny every time, is the, what is, I can't remember the wording of it, but it's like, you know, family gathering, you know, requires getting out the old weird chair in the corner or whatever. It's totally true for us. We had some weird ass stupid chair that no one used. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you over on patreon.com/shoeshine for a nice Christmas boner.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.